You say, Father, God, whatever word you want to use. You say, Father, stay with me and help me be in this place. Help me not suddenly slip and abandon you. Let me not forget about being joined with you, so that when apparent challenges come my way, I will stay with you and look at it from this peace, which is inseparable from our joining, so that I might live through what comes up in ways that identify peace and fulfillment and nothing else. Because I really want to exist differently than the way I have been existing. Above all else, I want to see differently. I want to see minus my conditioned responses to what I see. I want to see beyond my best judgments about everything. I want to see everything through your vision. I want to see everything through your vision, Jesus, which is your gift to me from God. Now, this is a little bit more intimate and personal expression of what you find in the book of John in the Bible that says, let that mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus. It's more intimate and personal because you're saying to Jesus, I want to see everything through your vision, which is your gift to me from God. And I am asking you, I am encouraging you, I am inviting you to go through your day every day with this attitude. Above all else, I want to see the more. Above all else, above all else that I'm engaged in at the moment in my daily life, I want to see differently. I want to see the more that is there. And that is, above all else, I want to see everything through your vision. To risk the chance that looking at everything through your vision, which is your gift to me from God, will annihilate sin, disease, and death, which will annihilate vulnerability, which will uncover to you your incapacity to be hurt, harmed, damaged. To risk the chance that if you actually were willing to join with Jesus and see through Christ's vision, that war will end, that all kinds of inharmony will end.
And I will be quiet now as you continue.
Thank you. This is a divine event embodying the fullness of the perfection of the love that God is being. That it is an awesome event that will be far from dull, that will be more satisfying than the word satisfaction has ever meant to you before. I love you. You are all mightily supported in your experience of the atonement. Don't go through this week feeling that you're doing it all by yourself. Let the experience of being actively loved in.